Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the director of this year's Green County High School play for the upcoming performances here in November, and that's Darren Jackson now joining us. So thank you very much, Darren, for being on.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You bet. Well, let's talk about the upcoming performance for our high schoolers. Tell us what it is and how you came about this year's play.
So this year's play is called Boyfriend by Blackmail by Tony Howell. It is a funny play. It is something that actually the kids picked out and they were very excited about. I would say it's one of the better written high school plays I've ever been involved with.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the synopsis, the background of it, Darren, without maybe giving away too much of the whole enchilada.
Sure. So Cassidy is a young working woman in Chicago that writes for a magazine and a blog. And in this blog, she writes about a relationship that she's having with someone named Tanner Fox. The twist is she has completely made up Tanner Fox. And only her editor and the magazine publisher knows this. Her family does not know this either. Now that she needs to go back home for her little sister's high school graduation, she finally needs to come clean with her family and tell them that Tanner Fox really does not exist. Her publisher does not want this to happen. She's worried about magazine sales, and so she tells Cassidy she cannot. And then the magazine publisher blackmails one of her other writers, a disgraced sports writer, into, unbeknownst to Cassidy, becoming Tanner Fox and showing up in Farmville, Indiana, at her little sister's high school graduation. And there the hijinks ensue.
What's it like to be able to, you know, let the kids take kind of direction on this, and from picking the play to having some input about, you know, what's hip in social media world these days? What's it like to be able to have the kids kind of take a lot of ownership in those respects?
That is fantastic. They know what they want. I want more kids to participate in the play. Nat Payne this year has been helping with some of the directing duties. It's fantastic to have such a talented group be able to do this. It takes some pressure off of my shoulders. And plus, I think that it brings out more of a youthful audience too, which is what we want. We want more kids to participate in the play and definitely come to the play.
For sure. So tell us a little bit about, I don't expect you to rattle off all 25 kids that are in the cast, but give
sure.
us a little bit of the, kind of the more main roles.
Right. So Cassidy is played by Josie Weaver, who's had lots of experience in plays, and Tanner Fox, the actual Jason Stone, is Clay Peters, who is really kind of a quirky, good leading man in it. Just to say one thing, too, for students to come, we always set the student price at $1 because we would really like students to show up to this play.
Well, let's talk about some of that pertinent information, if you don't mind, Darren. Tell us when your performances are, what time, admission price, all that fun stuff.
Right. Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th at 7 p.m. here at the high school auditorium. Adult tickets are $5, and like I said, student tickets are $1. And also, the NHS will be having a bake sale during the intermission, which will be a free will donation for that.
Okay. So, Darren, let me ask you, I'm sure you've done a few high school plays in your tenure. What makes you keep wanting to be involved and keep doing things like fall plays, spring plays, that kind of stuff?
I think that the main thing is that even though, like you said, I've done this a lot, it's the thrill of seeing young actors and young backstage people, which maybe the backstage people are instrumental and they don't always get all of the credit, but to see the freshness and newness with them, I think that I would be completely burned out if it was always the same old, but of course, as everyone that works in a high school with anything, it's always going to be fresh because there's always fresh faces come. That's the joy of doing anything in a high school.
All right, now we're going to be talking to Clayton Peters and Josie Weaver. As Mr. Jackson has pointed out, they are two of the leading roles in the Boyfriend by Blackmail play. And so first question for you, Clay, is can you tell us why you wanted to be involved in a play like this and then also taking on one of the leading roles?
I have just always been an actor, and it's just sort of a part of who I am. And so obviously, when the play is coming up, I decided that I would just try out for any part, and whatever I got, I got. And I ended up getting the lead.
Josie, kind of the same question for you, but tell us a little bit about maybe your favorite part of the play without giving away too much for the audience.
Same thing as Clay. I like plays. I do them all the time. But my favorite part is probably the family dynamic, because they are going home for a family event. Just everybody who's playing Cassidy's family is just so fun to be around.
And what's it like to interact with your fellow classmates? I mean, I know you're both are just juniors and everything, but tell us about that particular aspect, because it's kind of cool to work with your classmates and to figure out each other's roles in a play like this.
That's always so fun to do when you're doing a school play, because you all know each other and you're all acting, but it can also be hard to take each other seriously because you know each other and you know that you're acting.
Okay. And Clay, for you, mentioned that you've been in plays before and whatnot. Can you tell us, you know, how challenging is it, though, when you have a leading role like you do in this play, to have to, you know, work outside of class, work out the side of the normal school day for rehearsals and dress rehearsals and doing the performances at night? Just talk to us about, you know, trying to manage all that and school.
It can get pretty difficult at times. You just need to make sure to know your priorities. And for me, it always goes school, then practice my lines a little bit, just a little bit each day helps, just to review the scenes that you are having trouble with. And then after that, I can, you know, just do whatever I want. But it's pretty stressful at times when there's sort of an overwhelming amount. But as long as you pace yourself, it's not too difficult.
And Josie, tell us about why you think somebody should come and see this play.
I think you should come and see this play because it's, well, all the plays we do are really fun, but this one in particular is really, it's fun, but it's also dramatic. Like, there's parts that will make you laugh, but hopefully you'll also care about the characters too.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with Darren Jackson, who is the director, along with Josie Weaver and Clay Peters, who are both in the play that's upcoming for this weekend on Saturday and Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m., and that's Boyfriend by Blackmail at the Green County High School Auditorium. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.